The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
This is hard to believe. It really is. Saudi Arabia has plans to execute a young man who is 18 years old. Say, well, okay, well, he's 18. Maybe he did something terrible. Maybe he did something heinous. Well, here's the whole story. When he was 10 years old, this is 8 years ago. When he was 10 years old, the government of Saudi Arabia says that he participated in anti-government protests. He was 10. Participated in anti-government protests when he was 10 years old. Well, it took a little while for them to come to the conclusion that he should be arrested. The Saudi government arrested him when he was 13, and they held him without any charges being made against him for 4 years, till he was 17. Okay, now get this. He was 10 years old. The government says he participated in anti-government protests when he was 10. He was arrested when he was 13. He was held without charges in a Saudi Arabian prison for more than 4 years. He is now 18, and the government is suggesting the death penalty. The death penalty. Here's a story from today's Washington Examiner. A Saudi teenager is facing the possibility of the death penalty from his government for crimes he committed years before. A representative from a human rights group says, quote, there are few more serious breaches of international law than the execution of a child. The human rights group is called Reprieve. The representative went on to say the Saudi regime is advertising its impunity to the world. Murtaza Kuweris was arrested by the Saudi government when he was 13 years old and held without charge for more than 4 years. Now that he is old enough to be charged with capital crimes, the government has brought charges against the boy related to participating in anti-government protests when he was 10 years old. Prosecutors are now recommending the death penalty. So in other words, they arrested him as a minor, and they held him until he was old enough to be charged with a capital crime, the death penalty. The European Saudi Organization for Human Rights said, quote, during the period of investigation, the young man was subjected to coercion and deception by the interrogators. He remained in solitary confinement for a month, during which he was tortured and beaten. He was promised repeatedly that he would be released if he cooperated with the investigation and admitted the charges against him. They added that the facilities he was held in have had allegations of sexual crimes against children. He was the youngest political prisoner in the world at the time of his arrest when he was 13 years old. Can I repeat that? He was the youngest political prisoner in the world At the time of his arrest when he was 13 years old, he is now 18. And prosecutors in Saudi Arabia are suggesting the death penalty. Human rights organizations are speaking out against this. The Washington Examiner reached out to the Saudi Arabian embassy in Washington, D.C. for a comment. They have, at least for now, refused to comment. And I want to say this carefully, because there is much, much, much that our president is doing that he should be praised for. He has stood strong for religious freedom and liberty here in the United States. He has stood strong and firm for life. He has an almost perfect, unblemished pro-life record since he was inaugurated as president. He has kept almost every promise that he has made to the pro-life community, to the pro-family community. He's done a lot of good things. Obviously, the economy is humming along and so forth. But the one area where, just personally, I've been very, very disappointed is in human rights with other countries. He has spoken out against North Korea and their regime concerning nuclear weapons. But unless it was in private, and maybe it was, the Trump administration has been almost silent about the horrible human rights record of North Korea. Almost silent. While the president has spoken out forcibly against China and their trade policies and tariffs and how they have taken advantage of America for so many years economically, he has been almost silent about the egregious human rights record of communist China. He has spoken out forcefully about Iran and their plans for a nuclear bomb and so forth. He's been almost silent about their human rights record. And President Trump has heaped praise on Saudi Arabia on many occasions. And I get it from a purely political standpoint. They're one of the few real allies that we have in the Middle East. We have a big military base there. Geopolitical standpoint, Saudi Arabia and our military base there is absolutely strategic for American defense and so forth. But we have basically turned a blind eye. And by the way, Trump was not the first to do this. But he has turned basically a blind eye to this kind of thing. Now, he was very vocal in getting the pastor out of Turkey. And at that time, I and obviously many, many others praised him for that. He spoke out very forcefully about the human rights violations of Turkey. And as a result, the pastor, I believe his last name was Brunson, was released. Asiye Bibi was released from Iran through back-channel negotiations and so forth, but the president himself said very little about it. I just wish, because America for many years has been known as a nation that stands for the rights of individuals, human rights, a nation that condemns human rights violations. Even Nixon, as corrupt as he was in some areas, spoke out forcefully against human rights violations by China. Ronald Reagan spoke out very forcefully about human rights violations in China and in other countries. And if I were to offer any criticism to the Trump administration, I think they have been very weak on human rights around the world. And this situation in Saudi Arabia is just unconscionable. And you would think that the United Nations would be all over this. You would think the American government would be all over this as well. So we'll keep an eye on it. This young man is now 18 years old, but he's been in prison now since he was 13. For participating in anti-government protests when he was 10 years old. 10 years old. All right, quick break. Some fascinating, if not discouraging, results of research concerning church growth and church death. I've got that for you when we return.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Tom Rainer has been with Lifeway for many years. He's had a lot of other positions as well. But Tom Rainer has been involved in a lot of research through the years about the growth and decline of churches in America. This is really interesting because this is a broad overall research of North American congregations. They're not divided into denomination, Protestant, Catholic, liberal, conservative. It's just North American congregations in general. He did the research first back in 2009 and printed the results. And today is releasing the results from a very similar study in 2019, current. It's fascinating. Let me go through some of these statistics. This is from 2009. The churches in North America that would be considered the fast-growing churches in America. He defines fast-growing growing greater than 5% annually. All right, these are the fast-growing churches in America by definition. Those churches growing greater than 5% annually. 12% of North American congregations in 2009 were considered fast-growing. The next category is growing. Growing nominally up to 5% annually. So they were growing, but 5% or less, 23%. Again, this is 2009. So you put those together, and in 2009, 35% of American congregations were growing, either fast or just growing. The next category, steadily declining. That means declining up to 3% annually in decline. 34%, again, 2009, 34% of congregations in 2009 were steadily declining at a rate of 3% or less annually. Rapidly declining, that's 2% to 5% decline every year, and that was 21%. Then the final one, declining toward death. In other words, they were declining over 5% on an annual basis. That was 10%. So let's see, 3, 4, 5, 55% of churches in 2009 were declining, either steadily, rapidly, or declining towards death. 65%. In 2009. Now, fast forward to 2019, exactly the same questions, the same survey. Fast growing, greater than 5% annually, only 3% of churches in America are growing at a rapid pace, compared to 12% in 2009. Growing nominally, 24%. That's actually 1% higher than in 2009. So you put those together, and in all of America, North American congregations, you have 27% of churches that are growing, either fast or growing nominally. Then we get into declining, steadily declining, 32%. That's compared to 34% in 2009. Rapidly declining, 22%. That compares to 21% in 2009. And declining towards death, 19% in 2019 compared to 10% in 2009. So you got the difference. In 2009, 35% of all churches in North America were growing at least some. In 2019, that's 27%. To be honest, I thought it'd be worse than that. But steadily declining, 32%, rapidly declining, 22%, and declining toward death, 19%. So 70%. Almost 70% of North American congregations are declining in growth. Almost 70%. And nearly 20%, 19%, are what is considered declining towards death. What do we take away from this? Well, for me, the most encouraging thing is it's still possible to grow. We are still seeing congregations grow. That's encouraging. And 27%, not as high as it was in 2009, but still, 27% of congregations in America are growing. And he doesn't, and in this particular study, he doesn't break it down into denomination, what their doctrinal beliefs are. But I would venture to say, and I'm almost positive I would be correct in this, I would say that the overwhelming majority of those churches that are growing, either fast or growing nominally, are conservative Bible-believing churches of some kind. And I would venture to say that those that are declining towards death are the more liberal churches. Can almost guarantee you that the amount of liberalism within a local congregation almost always determines whether it is growing or whether it is dying. I hope and pray that your church is one of the 27% that are growing, at least some on a yearly basis. It is still possible. And if you're in one of those declining towards death churches, you're probably in a liberal church. It maybe it's time to start looking for another church. We'll say, Bob, well, that'll hasten their death. Hey, they're going to die whether you're there or not. Why go down with a ship? Some of the most encouraging emails that I get, and I have gotten now for 20 years, well, more than that, almost 30 years now. Some of the most encouraging emails that I've gotten are from people who listen to this program and say, Bob, you've challenged us to get into a good Bible-believing church, and we found one. And we're active, we're involved. Thank you for challenging us to find a Bible-believing church. I hope I can challenge you to do that as well. All right, top of the hour break. We'll be back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.